And I don't find a contradiction in doing that, and also my deep belief that Israel is our strongest ally, possibly in this world, and I'm a staunch defender of Israel. It was one of the first governors to actually pass very strong Iranian divestment legislation in our state with our state pension dollars. But I got kind of run over. For speaking these words, which is that what is in the best interest of Israel's security and the Palestinian people, and oh, by the way, the United States of America, is a two-state solution. And however elusive it may seem to us, however many smart people say the time has passed for that sort of reconciliation or that long-term solution, I continue to believe that it is our best hope. And I believe it's in the best interest of the United States. I believe it's in the best interest of Israel, best interest of the Palestinians in peace in that region. And I think back just a few years ago, and I played a tiny little role in this, when I worked for Gary Hart. 30 years ago, Tom, he was the very first candidate to come out, candidate for president, to come out and advocate an American role with a U.S. peace envoy and all-party talks in that intractable 700-year-old struggle with deep religious and colonial dimensions called Northern Ireland. And lots of people at the time said, well, that's foolish. That'll never get resolved. That's been going on for 700 years. Those people just hate each other, and that's just the way it's always been and will always be. And look what's happened now. George Mitchell, the Good Friday Agreements, and that peace, while imperfect, has been a much better way forward for all of the people involved in that struggle. And that's what we need to do and continue to push for in the Middle East between Israel and Palestinians. I have visited the Palestinian Authority. I met one-on-one with Mr. Fayyad, and I have visited Israel many times. I've met more than once with Benjamin Netanyahu. None of us are beyond the capacity to reconcile and to find a more peaceful way forward for our kids. So a couple of articles are posted online, one by Peter Beinhart and the other one by Jim Zogby today, speaking to this very issue and reviewing my remarks up there, which should also be posted online. Okay. On my website, yes. Yeah, it's on my website, which is martinomalley.com. We were going to call it joeohearn.com, but we thought that would confuse people.
The military-industrial complex has two lobbyists for every conference, which they spend about